The Appalachian folk singer Hazel Dickens died Friday of complications of pneumonia. She was 75. We're going to listen back to an excerpt of my interview with her. She built her career singing about the struggles of the poor, women, coal miners, and other workers. She first became known as half of the duo Hazel and Alice with Alice Gerard. After they broke up in 1976, Dickens continued writing songs and performing. Her songs Coal Tattoo and They'll Never Keep Us Down were used in the Oscar award-winning documentary about coal miners Harlan County, USA. In 1994, Dickens was the first woman to receive the International Bluegrass Music Association's Merit Award. I spoke with her in 1987, after she sang in the John Sayles film Matewan about a 1920 coal mining strike in the early days of the Union. The film was set in Matewan, West Virginia, not far from the coal town where she grew up. Here's a song from the soundtrack.
You can tell them in the country, tell them in the town. The miners down in Mingo laid their shovels down. We won't pull another pillow, load another ton, or lift another finger till the Union we have won. Stand up, boys, let the bosses know. Turn your buckets over, turn your lanterns low. There's fire in our hearts and fire in our soul, but there ain't gonna be no fire in the hole.
Hazel Dickens told me that when she was 16, she left her large family and headed north.
I didn't intentionally reject that part of my life. Since some of the mines had started to close down around there, there was not a lot of work, which meant there was even less work for women, you know, because women usually did, if there was a factory or waitress work. If you were lucky, you got office work, but I didn't have that much education.
Were all the men in your family mine workers?
Almost all of them. My father had a truck, and he hauled timber for the mines. And I guess the larger part of my brothers became coal miners, and all of my brother-in-laws were coal miners.
Were they in unions?
Oh, yes. You know, everybody was in unions. And they were very, very strong staunch supporters of the unions, and everybody was a Democrat. And almost everyone was a Baptist.
What kind of music did you grow up listening to in the house?
Hardcore country. I mean, very primitive stuff, because that's what my father was a very dominant person, and that's the kind he liked, and he didn't want us to listen to anything else.
So when did you start getting exposed to other music?
Probably not until I left home and came to the city. And it was quite a while, I guess, that I began listening to the radio in the city. And they were then playing, you know, like Top 40. And I began listening to more country western that was updated.
When you started to sing, was it at local bars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to learn how to handle yourself at those bars? It can get rough.
Yeah, I would just run in the restroom and hide.
Did you ever have any trouble with the male customers?
Yeah, actually as much by some of the musicians as I did the male customers. You know, being chased around the back room by fiddle players and all that. But I was, even though I was very small, I was probably maybe 100 and weighed about 105 or 10. I could hold my own really well. I was very quick-tempered and a real smart aleck. Although I was shy, I still would defend myself.
Physically or verbally?
Both.
Right.
I mean, if they came too close, I mean, I wasn't above hitting somebody if they needed it.
You eventually started singing songs that updated the musical tradition that you were part of, and some of those songs were songs that you wrote, like Don't Put Her Down, You Helped Put Her There, mm-hmm. and Working Girl Blues. Were the traditional songs not expressing what you wanted to say?
Well, many of them did not. They just weren't songs written for women, and not that, you know, a lot of the traditional songs women can sing. And I love singing the traditional songs. I've always tried to show a lot of respect for the tradition from which I came and to help keep it alive. But they did seem to be, you know, a list, a large space there that women like me and other women that were coming along could fill. And that was to give other women that didn't want to sing all the old traditional songs, give them something that they could identify with and something that they wanted to, you know, could sing.
Hazel Dickens recorded in 1987. She died Friday at the age of 75.